All right, folks, I'm going to be very vague in this broadcast because it is YouTube. So I'm going to give you an update. And it's real simple. It looks like the pressure is getting to all of them. And I'm going to be very vague in this broadcast because it is YouTube. But if you go to my Rumble channel, I was a lot more to the point, and I filled in the details over there. So Rumble or ninoscorner.tv. But as the Clintons vacation in Mexico with Gavin Newsom, you have Hunter Biden storming out of the hearings as soon as Marjorie Taylor Greene gets ready to open up with some questions, acting defiant, acting completely defiant. This is unheard of to me. You know, it's the same things as the celebrities breaking and slapping people and becoming overweight and dying in their bathtub. It's pressure. It's pressure. The walls are closing in. The walls are closing in like vice grips, and it's torment. And they're in mental anguish right now. That's the whole purpose of this update that I'm giving you right now, is to let you know that behind the scenes, we are winning this. It may not see it out in the open. It may not seem like it out in the open, but behind the scenes, we are winning this. I'm going to go ahead and show you what I, first of all, let's go to right here with the Clintons. So under fire, Bill Clinton escaped the fur over the latest revelations and newly released court documents related to the, you know what, with a getaway trip to a luxury resort in Mexico. Bill and HC has been spotted on vacation in Mexico with Governor of California Gavin Newsom and his wife Jennifer. Makes you wonder, what are they doing? They're at the drawing board. They're trying to figure out. They're scrambling to the ball. They don't know what they're going to do. And I think they're at the drawing board right now. And as Juanito has said on my show, Democrat musical chairs will commence at some point. You know, Biden is the millstone around the Democrat neck, the Democrats right now, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. So what you're watching right now, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, is absolute panic. Absolute panic. So the group are staying at the Four Seasons Resort in Tamarindo, set in a 3,000-acre private nature reserve in the western state of Jalisco. They were in the Dominican Republic for the former presidents of Mexico and Chile before Christmas, and also visited San Miguel de Allende. Excuse me for my Spanish. Sometimes I mess up there. So they're soaking up the sun at a remote Mexican retreat in the company of California's Governor Gavin Newsom. What are they planning? What are they planning? And as that's going on, you got Hunter Biden walking out, just completely being defiant, acting defiant, and walking out of the hearings. And this is, I've never seen anything like that. I don't know if this is part of their game plan, or as soon as Marjorie gets up there, act defiant, walk out on her. Here he goes. Let's go. Taps him on the arm, says, let's get out of here. This is unheard of. Completely disrespectful. Hunter Biden storms out of committee meeting like a petulant child as soon as Marjorie Taylor Greene begins to speak. I guess they know he knew that he's showing disrespect, showing, I don't need to listen to you, but he knew that she would corner him. He makes a surprise appearance on Capitol Hill, but as soon as Marjorie Taylor Greene gets up, he's out. Out. So much happening this year has already started off so explosive. I mean, folks, we got so many things happening. We got aliens at the mall. Aliens at the Miami Mall. I mean, what? Got Cat Williams, you know, and I still kind of one foot in, one foot out with the Cat Williams debacle, because my conspiracy mind goes in different places. And I'm wondering, geez, it's very opportune. As soon as that infamous list comes out, that Cat Williams starts dropping in on all these big names in Hollywood. But I'm not saying there's any kind of nefarious activity there. I'm just saying I can't help but think it's a very peculiar time to be doing this. So much going on. And you know, I'm going to be going to ninoscorner.tv right now. I got Dustin Emos. We're going to be talking about the tunnels that were found in New York. I'm coming on with Juanito. We're going to be talking about an array of different things. And Mel K. They're all coming on ninoscorner.tv today. So I got a big lineup just today, folks, just today. So it's just going to keep progressing. And I think as we keep turning up the heat on these people, they're going to keep taking these escapades into Mexico, Dominican Republic, who knows where else, because they can't take the heat. The vice grips are closing in on these people, folks. It's getting too much. It's becoming way too much, and they're having to go to other countries to figure out a game plan, in my opinion. All right, folks. Let me know your thoughts below. Give me your thoughts down below. Leave a comment later.